ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In his first interview since deciding to step aside in the 2024 election, President Biden explaining to CBS Face the Nation what he calls the genuine danger of Donald Trump.
It's a great honor being president. I think I have an obligation to the country to do what I, the most important thing to do, and that is we must defeat Trump.
A standoff in Columbus, Ohio. A man in his 20s allegedly opening fire on police officers responding to a burglary call. This after a 911 call was made from a home reporting a burglary in progress. That proposal that parents should get extra votes for their children, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance says it was just a thought experiment.
They have turned this into a policy proposal that I never made, John. I said I want us to be more pro-family, and I do want us to be more pro-family.
On the final day of the Paris Olympics, Team USA women's basketball winning its 8th straight gold, beating France a nail-biter 67-66. Closing ceremony is this evening. This is ABC News. Russia is trying to regain control of several villages. Today marks 6 days since Ukraine sent a large number of troops onto Russian soil. ABC's Patrick Reville has more from the Foreign Desk in London.
76,000 Russian civilians have been evacuated so far. President Zelensky, for the first time, commenting on the incursion, praising Ukraine's army. But this is still a huge gamble for Ukraine. The goal, perhaps, to pull Russian troops from elsewhere or even to seize territory to trade in eventual negotiations. But the next few days likely to be decisive.
Someone is leaving a series of homemade explosive devices, or IEDs, around the Hawaiian island of Maui. Some hidden in trash cans, some left out in the open. ABC's Melissa Adan has more from Los Angeles.
The FBI on Maui warning people to be aware of their surroundings. This while investigators try to figure out who's behind these IEDs and what their motive is.
One of the devices detonated next to a trash can and a passing car on Thursday, blowing out the windows. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is mostly sunny and 73 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Look for mostly sunny conditions and nice today. High 78. Winds will be northwest to west around 10. Clear to partly cloudy tonight with a low of 54 and sunny to partly cloudy and mild tomorrow with a high of 80. Once again, currently in Richland Center, our temperature is 73 degrees.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The House on the Rock Resort in Rural Spring Green has immediate openings for hotel front desk positions. They're hiring for the second shift from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. and the first shift from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. These seasonal jobs run through December. Join the team and enjoy a rewarding experience in a beautiful setting. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639 extension 1201 or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639 extension 1201. Start your new job at the House on the Rock Resort today.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Services, insured. They do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Today is Sunday, August 11th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thied. Kamala Harris may be changing presidential campaigns in more than one way. She gained a lot of support from Democrats in a very short time. Harris's rapid rise may lead to more interest in the upcoming Democratic National Convention and maybe even shorter campaigns. Hamline University political scientist David Schultz.
And if she were to win, this changes the strategy where people might say, well, gosh, I don't have to declare 2 years in advance and go through all those battles. We have forgotten about the fact that for so much of American history, we didn't know the presidential nominee until the convention.
The Pew Research Center says most voters say they're burned out on long presidential campaigns. Anyone can request a bilingual ballot. In Wisconsin, if you have at least 10,000 people and 5% of the voting population speak a non-English language, bilingual ballots must be provided. If you speak another language that's not offered on a ballot, you are welcome to bring a translator all the way to your voting booth with you. Just talk to the chief inspector at your polling place. Back-to-school shopping doesn't need to strain your wallet. Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin President Jim Temmer says you should make sure you actually need to buy things on your child's list of supplies. You might have some things like cleaning supplies, napkins, and other basic stationery on hand from last year. Be on the lookout for discounts or coupons and shop early to make sure you can find good prices on items rather than having to settle for what's left closer to the start of school. Organizations throughout Wisconsin that provide emergency shelter, transitional residences, and extremely low-income housing are encouraged to apply for grants from the WIDA Foundation. Administered by the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, the WIDA Foundation Housing Grant Program aims to improve housing for community members with complex needs, such as individuals who have developmental or intellectual disabilities, people who are experiencing intimate partner violence, individuals with incomes at or below 30% of the area median income, youth experiencing homelessness, and people with mental and behavioral health conditions. Grants of up to $50,000 are available in two categories, emergency transitional housing and permanent housing. The WIDA Foundation will award $2 million for the 2024 cycle, with awards to be announced in December. The grants are for physical improvements such as rehabilitation, accessibility features, and new construction. There is no minimum grant size. Eligible applicants include nonprofit organizations or cooperatives organized through Chapters 181, 185, or 187 of the Wisconsin Statutes, Community Development, Redevelopment and Housing Authorities, and local government, including Native American tribal authorities. Applications are due tomorrow for program inquiries, contact WEDA Foundation. That's WHEDA dot foundation at WHEDA.com. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will provide free well water testing for nitrate at Farm Technology Days at Cadott, August 13th through the 15th. Nitrate is the most common health-related contaminant found in Wisconsin's groundwater. An estimated 10% of private wells may contain nitrate levels above the health standards. Nearly one-third of the private well owners have never had their drinking water tested for nitrates. The DNR will provide on-the-spot nitrate screening at the DNR area at the corner of the grounds designated Rooney Grain Way and 7th Street. Participants are asked to bring one cup of well water in a clean container. DNR staff will provide results as early as in a few minutes. Staff will also be available to answer questions and provide recommendations for additional testing if elevated levels are detected. Additional information about nitrates in drinking water can be found in the DNR's Nitrate Informational Brochure. The DNR also offers general information about private well testing. WRCO News Time is 12:11. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Schmidt Woodland Hills wants you to join our team and become part of a family where your contributions are recognized, appreciated, and celebrated. Here, teamwork isn't just a buzzword, it's the cornerstone of everything we do. With competitive wages, comprehensive benefits, and opportunities for growth and advancement, Schmidt Woodland Hills isn't just a job. It's a fulfilling career where you can make a meaningful difference every single day. If you're a CNA who values teamwork, dedication to quality, and making a positive impact in the lives of others, Schmidt Woodland Hills is the place for you. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we believe that every resident deserves the highest standard of care, and that starts with our dedicated CNAs. Apply now and join our team of compassionate professionals. Together, we're redefining excellence in long-term care. Call Tyler Kleist at 608-647-8931 to become a part of the team.
And currently, it's mostly sunny and 74 degrees at 1213 in Richland Center. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Do you remember Aiken's Dairy Bar and Billiard Room located at 152 North Main Street in Richland Center? And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a Trade Center review section in the Muscadet Progressive, circa 1964, contrary to popular belief, to enjoy an evening needn't cost a lot. You need only to go to Aiken's Dairy Bar and Billiard Room to see what we mean. For at Aiken's Dairy Bar and Billiard Room, you can find fun in the truest sense. Aiken's Dairy Bar chefs are the most capable in the business, and in combination with the modern facilities and the choicest grade A meats and vegetables, the produce, the finest meals, this side of your own kitchen. In addition to the fine main course dinners, Aiken's Dairy Bar specializes in short orders and quick lunches, and their palate-pleasing home-baked pies are known throughout the area as the finest to top off any meal. Don't forget, the next time you're in Richland Center, to stop at Aiken's Dairy Bar for the taste treat of your life. If unexpected company should drop in, save the wear and tear on the housewife. Let the meal preparation be taken care of by our group here at Aiken's Dairy Bar. Both men and ladies will enjoy the Aiken's Billiard Room as well. In fact, the billiards room is playing for sports of both men and women alike that they can enjoy. You can come as you are and play at your discretion. Rotation, snooker, and make your own if you desire. But if it is, it's been a few years since you've attended a billiard playing establishment. You'll be pleasantly surprised, for Aiken's Billiard Room has an atmosphere that is truly conducive to family fun. The equipment at Aiken's Billiard Room is designed with fun in mind and always kept in perfect condition to assure the crowd that they're playing with the better equipment in the area. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering the post office mural.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Aiken School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Aiken School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
And today's winners of $50 each in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle are Celine Lamont of Onalaska on ticket number 1028 and Daniel Bradford of Milwaukee on ticket number 2444. WRCO News Time is 1216. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelenic Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Today is Sunday, August 11th. June Lasicki, 75, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the East Pine River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 until 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. June Lasicki is survived by three children, Jewel and Scott Huffman of Hillsboro, Jamie and Stacy Lasicki of Richland Center, and Jeff and Jessica Lasicki of Blue River. June Lasicki, 75, of Richland Center. Charles R. Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio, died February 27th at his home. Family and friends are invited to join in a Celebration of Life picnic on Saturday from 4 to 7 at the family home on South Park Street in Richland Center to share memories, stories, and laughter. Bob B. is survived by his wife of 63 years, Sandy, a son, Thane B., two daughters, Shiloh Graham of Clearwater, Florida, and September B. of Centerville, Ohio, grandchildren, brother, David B., brother-in-laws, Nick Bristol and Greg, sister-in-laws, Sherry Anthony and Kathy Rosenbaum, nieces, nephews, and many dear friends. Charles R. Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. 8-piece cut-up chicken, 85 cents a pound, with a special case price of 75 cents a pound. Golden Spice fully cooked chicken, tenders and breasts, $3.25 a pound. Smithfield pork shoulder butt roasts, $2.50 a pound. Smithfield picnic hams, 99 cents a pound. Bone-in pork loin roast, 99 cents a pound. Jimmy Dean loaded sausage bites, meat lovers, $3.50 a pound. Cedar Crest ice cream, 1.5 quart, $5.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4. Close Mondays and holidays. We're not fancy, but we're friendly.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great Sunday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, some rather nice weather conditions across the Midwest with high pressure in control, bringing us mild and quiet weather. The humidity is still very tolerable out there, so enjoy this. As the week unfolds, it will gradually turn more humid. Not a whole lot of precipitation in sight here for the next couple of days. Now, there is a weak disturbance which will slide over portions of Wisconsin tomorrow afternoon, mainly from northwest into central Wisconsin with a chance of a spotty shower. That weak system will settle just a bit south on Tuesday, so it's possible in the afternoon you might encounter a brief hit-and-miss type shower, but not that much accumulation. As we get deeper into the week again with that humid air coming in and a stronger low-pressure system coming out of the plains toward the Midwest, that will likely generate a broad area of rain across the region by late Thursday, stretching into Friday. It might even linger into Saturday across portions of Wisconsin. Our current thinking is that at least a half inch of rain could fall over that spell, possibly over an inch if everything lines up just right. Here's the forecast for the rest of today. Looking beautiful, mostly sunny, high in the upper 70s, northwest to west wind up to 10, clear to partly cloudy tonight, low at 54, and tomorrow more sunshine, just some scattered clouds popping up, high temperature about 80, west-northwest wind between 4 and 8. Tuesday should be partly sunny and balmy with a high near 82 degrees. There's a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. As we head into Wednesday, partly sunny and warm conditions, low in the upper 50s, high near 83. Thursday, clouds increasing, turning more humid. 30% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, low 60 with a high of 79. Then we have a 70% chance of rain and thunderstorms Thursday night and Friday. It'll be humid on Friday with a low of 63, high in the mid-70s. Saturday, still a chance of showers here and there, high at 77. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions and shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 74 degrees after a morning low of 51. Yesterday's high was 74 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1918 is 97 degrees with a record low of 39 set back in 1967. Last year's high was 87 with a low of 64. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:11 with sunrise tomorrow morning at 6:03. Winds are out of the west at around 3 to 6 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.13, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 74 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
And it's getting to the end of the Hometown League Sunday League baseball season. And today there's a bunch of Sunday League section championships games being played. And games that are being played today include in the Southeast Sectional Final, it's number 4 Evansville Jays at the number 3 Fort Atkinson Generals. In the Northern Section Final, it's number 2 Ashton A's at the number 1 Sauk Prairie Twins. In the Western Section Final, it's the number 4 Pine Bluff Mount Horeb Bluffers and number 2 Verona Cavaliers. And in the Eastern Section Final, it's number 3 Sun Prairie Redbirds at number 1 Monona Braves. Richland Center Volleyball Camp will begin next week. T-shirt sizes are needed, especially for elementary through middle school players. To register for camp, T-shirts, entries, and for more information, you can check out the Hornet Volleyball Facebook page or call or text Jamie Johnson at 608-604-7751. And Richland Center Volleyball Camp actually runs this week, Monday through Thursday. And bowling season is just around the corner. The Bowling Association and leagues have scheduled their meetings. The Greater Richland USBC Bowling Association will have their annual open meeting tomorrow at 6:30 at the Phoenix Center. All bowlers who are in leagues at the Phoenix Center are encouraged to attend. They need a quorum to conduct business. Officers will be elected, rule changes will be explained, and the city tournament will be scheduled. The Major League, which bowls on Mondays, will have their meeting tomorrow, immediately following the association meeting. The Merchants League, which bowls on Wednesdays, will have their meeting on Wednesday at 6 at the Phoenix Center. The All-Star League, which bowls on Thursdays, will have their meeting on Monday, August 19th at 6:30 at the Phoenix Center, league members are encouraged to attend their respective meetings. Each league sets their schedule for the season, determines their budget, and votes on any rule changes. Make your voice heard and attend your league's meeting. Contact your league secretary if you have any questions. And new teams and new individual bowlers should attend a meeting to become a member. All leagues have room for more bowlers. It was a scoreless pitcher's duel in Milwaukee last night until this happened.
And the pitch.
Hit to left and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here and gone for Hoskins. And the Brewers have the lead on the 20th of the year by Hoskins.
And that was Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker of the Milwaukee Brewer Baseball Network. And in that game, it was Reese Hoskins, as you just heard, hit a 405-foot home run, I should say, in the eighth inning to lift Milwaukee to a 1-0 win over Cincinnati last night for the Brewers' fifth straight win and their ninth straight series win over the Reds. Hoskins' 20th homer came off reliever Tony Santillan, giving him a career-high 14-game hitting streak. Milwaukee rookie Tobias Myers gave up three hits over seven and a third innings and struck out a career-high nine batters. Cincinnati's Nick Martinez gave up one hit and struck out seven in seven innings, his longest outing of the season. And the Brewers will be looking for the sweep today at AmFam Field. First pitch for that contest will be at 1:10, and you'll be able to hear the game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 12:35. And because of that win last night, the Brewers have a demanding lead in the National League Central Division, as they have had most of the season. The Brewers now lead the second-place St. Louis Cardinals by 8 games, also the Cubs by 9.5, the fourth-place Pirates by 11 games, and the last place Reds by 11.5. Other games going on today in the majors, there is one underway, and that's the Angels at the Nationals. And in the top of the seventh, the Angels are shutting out the Nationals 5-0. Elsewhere in baseball, it will be the Astros at the Red Sox, the Rangers at the Yankees, the Blue Jays will be hosting the Athletics, the Rays will be hosting the Orioles, the Padres will be at the Marlins, the Guardians at the Twins, the Reds will be, of course, as I mentioned, the Reds will be at the Brewers, and the Rockies will be hosting the Braves, the Tigers at the Giants, the Pirates will be at the Dodgers, the Diamondbacks will be hosting the Phillies, and in Sunday Night Baseball, it's the Mets at the Mariners. Arizona Diamondbacks all-star second baseman Ketel Marte left last night's game against the Philadelphia Phillies with a left ankle contusion. Philadelphia catcher Garrett Stubbs lined a hit off third baseman Eugenio Suarez's glove and stretched it into a double. Stubbs' head first slide landed him on the back of Marte's left leg as the fielder was on his knee, and he fell to the ground in pain. He eventually left the field under his own power with a trainer and was replaced by Kevin Newman. Jordan Love made the most of limited playing time, throwing a 65-yard touchdown pass to Dontavian Wicks on Green Bay's third play as the Packers rolled to a 23-10 exhibition win over the Cleveland Browns. Love, who signed a four-year, $220 million contract extension at the start of training camp last month, completed both pass attempts in his one series on the field. While the Packers got Love some work, the Browns rusted starting quarterback Deshaun Watson, who is coming off a right shoulder surgery. Watson has thrown almost every day in camp and appears to be back on track to start the September 8th season opener against Dallas. Elsewhere in preseason football last night, it was the Bears beating the Bills 33-6. The Vikings defeated the Raiders 24-23. It was the Jets over the Commanders 20-17. The Jaguars beat the Chiefs 26-13. The Buccaneers defeated the Bengals 17-14. The Titans beat the 49ers 17-13. It was the Seahawks over the Chargers 16-3. And the Saints defeated the Cardinals 16-14. Kansas City Chiefs receiver Marquise Hollywood Brown was taken to a local hospital with a dislocated clavicle, a potentially significant setback for the two-time defending Super Bowl champions. Brown, who signed a one-year, $7 million contract in March, landed awkwardly on his shoulder following an 11-yard reception on the opening play of a 26-13 preseason loss to Jacksonville. Coach Andy Reid says he'll miss some time. Reid says it's the same injury, a sternoclavicular joint dislocation, that sidelined former Chiefs receiver Tyreek Hill for 4 games early in 2019. Coincidentally, Hill was injured on the same field in the regular season opener that year. Stephen Curry was thinking about this two years ago after winning his fourth NBA title. The only thing left for him to win was an Olympic gold, and in the ultimate moment, he made sure that the medal would be his. The U.S. is atop the international men's basketball world once again after Curry scored 24 points and led the way to a 98-87 win over France in the final at the Paris Games last night. It was the fifth consecutive gold medal for the U.S. and the 17th in 20 all-time appearances for the Americans at the Games. Grant Hill will be back for another stint as managing director of the U.S. senior men's national basketball team. That means he'll be overseeing the team that will compete in the 2027 World Cup and 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles. And there's a lot of work to do between now and then. But in the short term, the program will now catch its collective breath. A fifth consecutive gold medal at the Olympics allows the Americans to take a bit of a break before gearing up for the future. Aja Wilson scored 21 points, and the U.S. survived the biggest challenge of its unprecedented run to 8 straight gold medals with a 67-66 win over France today. No team has been able to push the Americans during this impressive streak of 61 consecutive wins. Only two of those victories had been by single digits before the game against France. The 8 straight golds broke a tie with the Americans' men's program that won 7 in a row from 1936 to 68. The women's victory came less than 24 hours after the U.S. men's team also beat France. This was the first time in Olympic history that both gold medal games featured the same two teams. Unlike the men's game, this one came down to the final minute and one last shot by France that was just inside the three-point line. Simone Biles stole the show at the Paris Olympics with a captivating comeback that had everyone watching everything she did, both in and out of the gymnasium. All eyes were on Biles as she won 4 medals, but the spotlight was bright enough to highlight new names, new faces, and some unlikely new stars. The Paris Games will be remembered for breathtaking venues, unprecedented accessibility, Snoop Dogg taking a starring role in NBC's record-smashing coverage, and remarkable athletic performances. And during the 2024 Olympics, crowds from Paris to Tahiti have surprised even themselves with their enthusiasm for 2.5 weeks of sports. They plunged into the party like Leon Marchand, parting the waters for his 4 swimming golds. Now they're saying, au revoir, see you again, as the games draw to a close today. After the 100-year wait since Paris last games, no one can say when France's capital and Olympics will next embrace, but they're both emerging changed in some ways for the better from their summer romance, as well as hitting high notes. Paris also experienced lows. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
100.9 WRCO. I want to face. My accuser pointing out the ones coming down on me. Show me the fool to call me a loser, sitting that I danced with two left feet. What you saved on me, diddly, she got the love that you give me. I'll dance every dance, right or wrong, I'll be the one who takes her home. Love music, I go crazy when the guitars play. Feel the beat, I just can't lose it. Here I come, get out of my way. What you say, don't be deadly. She got the love that she'll give me. I'll dance every dance, right or wrong, I'll be the one who takes her home.
Summer can't help but wonder these days of what we may be.
That was the legendary Dolly Parton with Don't Call It Love on Country and Community at 1247. Our temperature is now still at 74 degrees with mostly sunny skies. The winds have kind of died down a bit. They're down to about a couple miles per hour. But it's supposed to be windy all throughout the day, probably northwest to west winds expected around 10 miles per hour. And once again, our current temperature is 74 degrees. And speaking of legends like Dolly Parton, who knows, maybe you'll hear other legends and you'll definitely hear other legends, and maybe you'll hear legendary Dolly Parton on Old Country. That's from 6 until midnight right here on WRCL. And Bo Hinrichs will be bringing you some great classic country music featuring legends like Dolly Parton and maybe even Dolly herself, like I said. So if you like classic country music, then you're going to love Old Country from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, as well as on the Civic Media app.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Well, you're a real hot cookie with your new hairdo, your high heel boots and your credit card. Long legs and a mini skirt, yeah, you know what works and you work it hard. You smile like such a lady, innocent and sweet. You drive the men folk crazy, but any girl can see you're just a homewrecker. I know what you're doing. You think you're gonna ruin what I got, but you're not. Yeah, you little go-getter. I'll teach you a lesson if you get to messing with my man. You don't stand a chance.
Excuse me, ma'am, I saw you walking. I turned around, I'm not a stalker. Where you going? Maybe I can help you. A tank is full, I'd be obliged to take you. Cause I'm a country boy, I got a four-wheel drive. Climb in my bed, I'll take you for a ride. Up city streets, down country roads, I can get you where you need to go. Cause I'm a country boy. You sure look good, sitting in my ride seat. Buckle up, I'll take you through the five speeds. Wind it up, or I can slow it way down. In the woods, a ride uptown. I'm a country boy, got a four-wheel drive. Climb in my bed, I'll take you for a ride. Up city streets, down country roads. Yeah, I can get you where you need to go. Cause I'm a country boy. Fives, whining on the asphalt, grabbing mud, slinging up some red dirt. Cause I'm a country boy. My muffler's loud, dual thrush tubes, but crank the music, the tone gets real good. Let me know when we're getting close. You can slide on out or we can head on down the road. I'm a country boy, I've got a four-wheel drive. Climb in my bed, I'll take you for a ride. Up city streets, down country roads. Yeah, I can get you where you wanna go. Cause I'm a country boy. Softest baby's new bud, lock and husk to take you through a deep run. Cause I'm a country boy, I got a four-wheel drive. Climb in my bed, I'll take you for a ride. Up city streets, down winding roads. Yeah, I can get you where you need to go. Cause I'm a country boy. Country boy, I got a four-wheel drive. Climb in my bed and I'll take you for a ride. Up city streets, down country roads. I can get you where you wanna go. Cause I'm a country boy. Yeah, I'm a country boy. Oh, I'm just a country boy. A nice little country boy.
Just like a dream when I whisper that